Hi, GWA Backstage. I'm here to answer the GWA performer or writer confession questionnaire by username La Karamia. Alright, so first question. How long have you been posting scripts or recording audios for GWA? I started in November last year. And it's been a roller coaster ride with so many different kinks, fetishes, and fellow performers. Let's see. Second question. Would you go back and re-record or rewrite any audios or scripts given the time? I prefer to keep my audio clips as they are because not everything has to be perfect. Sometimes seeking perfection doesn't move us forward. It holds us back. Plus, I do most scripts in one take. Not kidding. Number three, do you record or write impulsively, or do you keep ideas noted to record or write at a better time? I look for fresh scripts on GW every day and save stuff I fancy. I organize them in an Excel sheet later and record them depending on the urgency of the request or collab. Plus, it's gratifying to later cross out the scripts I've performed. Number four, does anyone outside of the GWA community know you write scripts or record audio? Yes, my partner and daddy does. We actually met on Gonwell Audio and connected in real life on so many levels. And he's my biggest fan, supporter, editor, and critic. I love that he encourages me because for me, GWA is my creative outlet. Also, I have a bad stammer and GWA has helped me, perform stuff and sort of get over that hang up. So yeah, it's been great. Number five, could you see yourself ever telling someone outside of GWA about your scripts or audios? Hell no. I want to keep and maintain my good girl facade for as long as I can. And it would be insane if any performer writer got exposure in real life. It's rather sad if they got dogs. So moving on to number six, are there any tags or themes you personally love to listen to but for whatever reason would not write or record about? I think compared to most performers on GWA, I am open to most kinks and fetishes. I wouldn't shy away from recording about certain tags, but as a personal preference, I wouldn't record a ramble fap or a clip involving gender transformation. Simply because I'm not into those at all. But I enjoy doing scripts because there are so many writers out there who want to listen to their fantasy come alive and immerse other listeners to it. That's always an oral delight. Number seven, has there been any script or audio idea from another writer or performer that you wish you could have come up with? Alright, for me, audio clips that are about HFO or Hands Free Orgasm, massages, and hypno are really cool to listen to, and I wish I came up with them. But I guess due to my equipment and lack of experience recording those kind of audios, I guess I couldn't think of it in the first place. Or I mean, yeah, I mean, people who came up with those are pretty cool, and I really admire them and their audio clips. But yeah, no regrets there whatsoever. Alright, number 8. Are there any tags or themes you have been wanting to include in your audios or scripts, but just not found the opportunity? Okay, so for me, I definitely want to work on scat, fisting, sounding, water sports, piss play, race play, hands-free orgasms, and on different facets of fear play, such as snuff, blood play, war, etc. I have a pretty diverse catalog, but it feels great to cater to niche fantasies because there's an ardent fan group for each of these, or a combo of these, but they're just way too shy to request or comment about these in public. So performing these niche stuff I guess would be great for those kind of listeners. And the other thing that I've noticed about those kind of listeners is that once they find out that a certain performer is catering to their niche kinks, fantasies, or fetishes, they're very huge supporters of them. And they make sure their voices are heard. It could be via comment, could be via message, but it's always nice to listen to their feedback. Alright. This part is for performers. Number 9. Is there anything you look out for in particular when looking for scripts to fill? Alright, so I like immersive stories with short dialogues. And I hope writers who are listening to me don't take this the wrong way, but when scripts get too verbose or have way too many difficult words or read like paragraphs, I completely lose my interest and close the tab. Plus, a script has to have constant breaks, pauses, suggested places on where I could improv, or adding emphasis in certain scenes. I think those really help when performing. Also, pronunciation tips for scripts that are too technical, like the Rule 34 ones, are pretty helpful for a performer as well. Alright, number 10. Are there any performers who really inspired or encouraged you to pursue creating audios? Most definitely. I've been listening to a lot of these people like for the past 3 years, give or take. And I've always been shy to get into GW or Two Chicken rather, but some of these people have actually encouraged me to take part and perform and see how it goes. Alright, to name a few, it would be Woka Rider, 112, Orally Aroused to Your Secret Crush, Lucid Dean, Night Fawn, Kinky Shibby, Brele, Eve's Garden, and who else? The reason why I love their performance is because they have a diverse catalog and it's always great to listen to them. And, you know, two people who pushed me into this were Orally Aroused and the Texan guy who doesn't perform anymore, but amazing fella. And from the writers group, I really admire, like, Late Stage Infernalism, Ravish Girl, Homo Sock, Rotten Pants, and Book Rider 112 again. Reason being, pretty diverse, and the scripts are always a delight to perform. It's not too verbose, and it's always a delight to read the scripts. And they're very nice people, and you can always ask for tips if you do get the opportunity to talk to them. Alright, number 11. What, in your opinion, is the best type of feedback you would wish to receive about your work? For me personally, I absolutely love and cherish long-form comments and personal messages that describe my performance, or at least their response to it. I also like constructive criticism because it helps me develop further as a performer. Honestly, feedback is a fuel that I run on. And it's the best endorphin rush ever. And like they say in Legally Blonde, endorphins make you happy. Alright, number 12. And this is the last question. What is the most valuable piece of advice you would wish to give to any scriptwriter or audio performer starting out on GWA or other audio subreddits? Number one, try to get out of your comfort zone. Whether you're a listener, performer, or writer, it's great to explore other kinks and fetishes. Simply because new experiences create dopamine, which helps regulate brain function. And a dopamine rush is great. Also, don't be a one-trick pony. Variety is the spice of life. Try different things, new things. You might be persuaded to try them in real life and enjoy them immensely. I keep learning about something new every day. Number two, this is an online activity. Don't let it take over your life. Take time to live your life, go offline, and unwind. I try to take breaks frequently and come back with a more energized and refreshed mind to perform. Number three, respect people's privacy. We're all mostly anonymous and prefer to be so. So just respect that. That would be great. Number four, you definitely need thick skin. Sometimes people might not like your take on certain kinks, fetishes, or clips. So what you need to do is to accept the good, reject the bad, and move on. Never make the mistake to compare yourself to other performers. It's a quick step to unwanted anxiety and rotten feelings. Number five, fuck the upvotes. Seriously, don't let your effort be dictated by a number. As long as you get feedback via comments, messages, and listens, there is definitely someone out there getting his, her, or their mind being blown away by your voice. So yeah, don't let upvotes decide on how your post perform. It's a very stupid metric, and I would suggest to skip that and completely move past it. Oh, number six, join the oddball server. I think it's a great learning place for performers to develop themselves and be better at what they do. Also, it makes it easier to find people for collaborations. And I will add the link in my post description as well. Number 7. The most important and final point of my advice. Be kind and don't kink shame. Like Plato said, be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a harder battle. Alright, thank you for listening to me, and I hope you have a great day or night wherever you are. Cheers.